I'm attending the Bayer Crop Science Greenhouse 5 grand opening, and with me I have Dr. Wolfgang Plischka, and it's just great to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me to come to the event. I'd like to learn a little bit about how important this facility is, and maybe a little bit you might want to share about it. So maybe we can start there. I know this has been long in the planning and building. Tell us how this kind of came about to be and what this means for Bayer.
It means a lot for Bayer. Bayer is investing a lot in our seed business, you know, in the United States, but also on a global basis. And the North Carolina side plays a big role here. It has played a role also before, but the importance of North Carolina was growing in the last couple of years. And therefore, we decided about 2 years ago to extend our site here to build a new world-class greenhouse to accommodate the research for our corn and soybean programs.
I know a lot of people think of Bayer and they think more in terms of chemicals, and here your focus is on seeds and traits. This is an example, I guess, of the commitment or investment into that area.
Yes, that's a commitment to this area, because we believe if you want to be successful today and in the future in the agricultural business, you need to have a world-class crop protection business. We have, you know, but you also have to have a world-class seed business, and therefore we are investing a lot more money into this part of our agricultural business.
Well, I have been through a number of facilities in my time in this ag communications world. Besides being so functional, very beautiful, and I think with a great deal of attention, as I heard, to sustainability in constructing this project.
Yes. Whenever we are building new facilities around the world, greenhouses, administration buildings, new plants, etc., we are taking much care to assure that these buildings are built in a sustainable manner. You know, and that's also the case here for this new facility.
So its primary focus is going to be on corn, soybeans.
Yeah.
Obviously, those are very high acreage crops, important throughout the world. Anything that you might want to share in terms of just short-term vision for Bayer in the seed and traits business in these crops?
The short-term vision is that we are in the soy business already in the United States. For sure, we are a smaller player. But I believe we will come to the market with new traits, you know, in the near future and in the midterm, which makes us quite competitive in the soybean segment. But we also have to see that we have substantial businesses in cotton and canola in North America. In cotton, we are probably the market leader, I believe, you know, in the United States. we have great new varieties we brought to the market and we will bring to the market, and the same is true for canola.
Okay. Anything else about the event today, what it means to not only Bayer but also to your customers ultimately, who will plant seeds and use some of your products that we didn't cover here? Any other words you'd like to share?
I guess this facility will enable us to bring new products as fast as possible to the market. And as you know, it takes some time when you start research and then you have the final new variety in the market. It can take 10 years or even longer. But with such a world-class facility, you know, you are able to squeeze half a year or 1 year of the total development. And this will make a big difference to our customers. Getting, for example, a new herbicide trait for soybean, you know, with all the weed resistance we are seeing developing, and especially in the Midwest.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that weed resistance thing, because it has been a big topic of some of the conference I've recently been attending.
Yeah.
So good to hear that we might expect some new tools for the toolbox for growers out there when it comes to that.
Yes. It will take some time for sure, you know, but these are the areas we are working on, and I'm sure we will be able to provide the farmer new tools, you know, to be able to grow soybean and other crops effectively.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Dr. Wolfgang Plischka, here visiting at the Bayer Crop Science Greenhouse 5 grand opening. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.